Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning and welcome to Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH. We're talking to Luke Fry today, Associate Director of Communication for the Better Business Bureau of Connecticut. Now, you've been scammed at some point in time. You hear about scams on the news. You've been duped by a business. These are the people that are going to help you out. Welcome, Luke. Good morning.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
I'm happy to have you here because there's a lot of different things that are going on out there in the world. And I don't think people know who to turn to when they have, you know, bad stuff happen to them. They think, oh, well, I guess I just learned a lesson there. No, you didn't just learn a lesson there. You need to report it so then more people won't learn the same lesson as you because there's a lot of people who are putting, frankly, just as much work into scams as they would if they had a real job.
Yes,
but
exactly.
They're out there duping people and robbing people, some of the most vulnerable citizens in our state, of their earned money.
Yeah.
And you guys are helpful to consumers across the state of Connecticut in a bunch of different ways. And we appreciate you. And I'm glad you're here to talk about a lot of the stuff you guys have going on.
Well, thank you.
Now, briefly, before we started Spotlight this morning, we had just talked about some of the big things. What are the biggest scams going on in the state of Connecticut right now?
Sure. So quite frequently, I actually see puppy scams, and a lot of people haven't heard of that.
I hadn't heard of that. I didn't know what a puppy scam was.
Yeah. So we see a ton of those. We see a lot of employment scams here in Connecticut, or at least being based out of Connecticut. And then obviously a lot of those utility-type scam calls asking you to pay up immediately or your power is going to be turned off. Your heat is going to be turned off. So that is also very popular in Connecticut.
Let's start with the puppy scam, the pet scam overall. Let's explain to people what it is. So in case they're approached by it or they see something, they'll know what they're looking for.
Sure. So a lot of consumers, which is what I call people. Mm-hmm. A lot of consumers are like, what is a puppy scam? How am I going to be scammed by a puppy dog? They're mm-hmm. so cute.
Yeah.
So what a puppy scam is whenever a consumer is online trying to buy a pet, mm-hmm. People enjoy buying any item online, including pets, and they try to find the cheapest price for a certain pure
type of dog.
Yeah, type of dog, and try to find a great deal. And what ends up happening is they end up paying a lot of money to the so-called breeder.
Yeah, air quotes,
and then
that.
Your dog never shows up. So, and it can really go in a ton of different directions.
So these are people who are putting up ads for purebred dogs like a French bulldog or,
yes.
you know, multi-poos or what have you. And then they're asked to put deposits down and then you get strung along and never get the dog.
Yes. And it's often being asked to pay through some sort of gift card or wire transfer.
What are the points that people should be looking for when they have something like this happen? Like, so if someone tells you got to go to, you know, Walmart and pick up money orders.
So I would say any legitimate company or any legitimate person who you are buying something from shouldn't ask you to pay through some sort of, you know, prepaid gift card, prepaid credit card, something like that.
Yeah.
They should always take your actual credit card or accept a check or some sort of legitimate means of payment.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the others aren't legitimate. However, scammers know it is basically an instant payment. So once you read over codes to some prepaid card to a scammer,
it's cash.
Yes, they instantly have that. And it's also scary with these puppy scams is a lot of people who have gone through it have actually texted and called and seen pictures almost daily for months by these scammers. So they feel incredibly secure and safe buying a dog through this person.
And they feel like they have this emotional connection to this pet as well.
Yes.
Which makes it not only financially devastating, but it's emotionally devastating too, because you have your heart set on this pet that's going to become part of your family.
Exactly. And if you're seeing pictures almost every day of a puppy that you are about to buy, you obviously create a connection there. Mm-hmm. And a cool tip I actually tell people is if you are trying to buy a dog offline, it seems legit, you are emailed pictures or texted pictures, you can actually do a reverse Google image search of that dog so that you can see if that same image has been used anywhere. And if it has been, you know automatically.
Because scammers will be pulling those pictures off of websites, and you'll be able to see if they found it on a website or not.
Exactly.
Oh, and reverse image search, that's easy enough to find. Just Google.
Yes.
A bunch of those will come up. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't believe it's the weirdest places where people are trying to make a buck, a pet scam.
Yeah, it is.
And it's not just that. You talked about employment scams as well. And this is another vulnerable part of our population, because typically these employment scams that are going on right now are at work from home.
Yes.
And there's nobody who wants to work from home more than a mom who just had a baby. She is feeling the pinch, diapers, formula, all that costs money. She wants to help out the family, but she has a baby, can't leave the house. Work from home sounds amazing. I can do this while the baby's napping right from the desk.
Yeah, and a lot of these fake job postings cater to a wide variety of people. And like you were talking about, a lot of these employment scams do end up being these easy work-from-home jobs that look like they pay a lot. Mm. And what can end up happening is it can either be a total fake job posting, and then once you apply, you are kind of instantly hired. Mm-hmm. And then you are asked to do all that onboarding. So you are handing over your direct deposit.
Really?
Yeah, info, your social security, your address, and you're filling out all of those forms.
The employment paperwork with your social security on it because you think it's a job.
Yeah. So all of those papers. Then after you do that, you either don't hear back at all, or they could say, okay, you're hired. However, it's on a trial basis. So we will have you try out this work from home job a few times and then see how it goes. And then you end up not being paid. Or they might ask you to buy a kit in order to be
like
able to work
plan.
From home.
Yeah,
yes.
In order to do this job, you need to make this purchase from us.
Yeah. So I tell people all the time, you should not have to pay to start any type of job. You shouldn't have to pay to be an employee.
That's your red. There's your flag.
Yeah.
So, like you said, you purchase a plan and then you're doing mailing or stuffing envelopes or whatever, and then you go to get paid.
And then you don't get paid anything. You are often ghosted, and it can actually open you up to other fraud too. So
because they have your social security number and all your information.
Yes. And then also if you are reshipping packages, you often don't know where these products are coming from. So these products could have actually been stolen or ordered off of a credit card that was compromised.
Or
and then
inadvertently
you
participate in mail fraud.
Yes, exactly. So just in order to be safe, you should always do research on any company you want to work for. Mm. So often people tell you if you have a job interview, you should always have questions for the employer. And if you are instantly hired by any company, you should always ask questions. They do that so that you don't have the chance to ask any questions.
Now, if somebody is doing that, can they go right to your website, bbb.org/CT, and find out, is there a search mechanism that they can use through you guys?
Sure. So it's actually called BBB Scam Tracker.
Oh, and I love it.
Yeah. And if you are trying to buy a dog, if you got hired by a job that's work from home and you kind of have a couple questions about it, even if you're shopping online and it's some site you haven't heard of, you're not sure, you can always go to BBB Scam Tracker and search and see if any other person internationally has had any issues with that company, you know, trying to buy a dog from that person. As far as pet scams go, we ask people to search the person's name that you are talking to so that if any other person has, you know, tried to do that same thing or talk to that same person trying to find a dog, it will come up.
Oh, I love it. So I'm on Scam Tracker right now, and you can just type in a keyword or a scam type, which it could be, you know, a credit card or a counterfeit product. I mean, there's a million. There's debt relief, because that's a new thing, too. Mm-hmm. Debt relief companies trying to tell people they can consolidate their debt. And you type it all in and then do a search, and it pops up across the whole United States, including in Canada, too, and Puerto Rico. Wow.
And it's kind of cool. You can actually zone into only Connecticut on there too. So you can actually zone into your town. You can zone into Hartford. You can zone into Farmington and see if any people in that area have actually been scammed. So it's a really cool tool that you can learn a lot from.
I this is so incredibly interesting, and I love that now everybody, it's right at your fingertips, because that's what the Better Business Bureau does. They do scam studies, you do scam tracking and do research, and then you keep a big information pile right here on your website for people to be able to access, so you don't get, you know, caught out on this. And, you know, there's lots of stuff going on in the world. Utility scams are another big one that's happening. I have people call me all the time wanting to change my electric rate or put solar panels on my house or, you know, what have you. And I'm always like, nope, no thank you.
And even if you wanted to look into that and you got a call and thought, hey, I am paying a lot, maybe I should look into this, they will often tell you some company name that you can search for on BBB.org and see if it's a real company. You can search on BBB Scam Tracker and see if any other person has had an issue. And that goes down to even hiring a person to come in your home and fix your heat. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people out there who don't have the best intentions, who even could own a company. Yeah. So that's really why we are here, so that if you are hiring any person, even if you're shopping online, search that site's name on BBB.org. It should be up there, and it'll show you if they have any complaints, what their grade actually is, and it tells you a lot.
It's really, really important, because if they're accredited by the Better Business Bureau, that's usually a great sign that these people have been in business for some time and they've been doing good work and people have been speaking highly of them. And if they're not accredited, it doesn't necessarily mean they're bad, right?
Exactly. You don't have to be accredited to have an A on BBB.org.
Okay.
But if they are accredited, and we have about over 5,200 accredited companies here in Connecticut.
Yeah.
So chances are, if you are looking to hire someone or even go to a jewelry store, or utilize some sort of small business here in Connecticut, chances are there is probably an accredited company that does that here as well.
And that's when you'll know you're making a safe choice and you're going to get the best business experience possible. If you're just joining us today on Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH, we're talking to Luke Fry. He is the Associate Director of Communication for the Better Business Bureau, serving Connecticut. And you guys are dealing with scams throughout the state of Connecticut. And just explain what exactly the Better Business Bureau does for citizens of the state of Connecticut.
Sure. So we wear a lot of hats.
Yeah.
So we've been talking a lot about scams and trying to educate consumers about scams. And that is a primary job of ours. However, we also take complaints for all companies in Connecticut.
Okay.
So we process complaints for any company based here in Connecticut. And our job is to basically try to get you a response from that company. And what ends up happening, if a company has a ton of unanswered complaints with BBB, that is often when they have an F or they have a D on BBB.org. And we do take into account, if you are a small company and you have a ton of complaints, you will probably have a bad grade. However, if you are some national company and you service the whole country and you're based out of Connecticut, you can have a decent number of complaints. However, if any company is not answering complaints, that really hits hard on their grade.
Now, it's amazing how many things are going on within the state of Connecticut. And if somebody does, what's the process? If someone has a complaint against a business, how would they start? Where do they even start? Okay, so somebody came and put in a faulty hot water heater mm-hmm. in someone's house. You know, where do you go from there?
Sure. So if you want to take that route of filing a complaint through BBB, you can go to bbb.org and do that online, or you can actually call us as well. And then you file your complaint, and usually that company has about 30 days, I would say, to get back to you. We can't make a company get back to you. However, we do email and mail them your complaint to make sure they got it. And then they should respond to you. However, we do kind of do a back and forth too. So if you get a response and you don't like what they said, you can go back to them and say, hey, well, you haven't really answered my question.
Yeah.
And here's the outcome I am looking for. And then they will have one last chance to resolve your issue. So it's not only you complaining and then not hearing back. We are all about trying to get a response and resolution for your problem.
So you're acting essentially as a mediator, trying to get the best possible outcome for both the company and for the consumer.
Exactly.
And what if they don't respond to you? What happens if the company is just like, nope, I'm not doing anything about this? What happens then?
Well, it's totally up to them. If we do see a pattern of complaints, we will email them saying, hey, we are seeing a pattern of complaints. You have an F. You really should respond to these. And then it's also my job to kind of warn consumers. If it is a company here in Connecticut that seems to be scamming people, I will try to get out there and just educate consumers and everybody on what to look out for if you are planning on hiring that said company. So we do try to educate people and do kind of look out for any patterns of bad activity by a business here in Connecticut as well.
And also your website is pretty well laid out, bbb.org/CT. File a complaint, click a button, leave
right
a review for a business. You know, you can do that as well. And you guys keep people up to date with the latest news in Connecticut about Connecticut-based employment scam and how it's not just here, it's nationwide. And then also data privacy. You give tips on how to handle stuff like that. And cyber attacks, just in general. I mean, everybody, it seems like cyber attacks are, you know, kids are going to school for computers and then going in a completely wrong direction, and they all want to get paid in Bitcoin. And our devices are a huge part of who we are as a society now. You know, you don't want to admit it, but your phone is an extension of your arm at this point.
Yes.
You know, you wake up with it right next to you. And there are a lot of best practices that you can do to protect your data privacy. And the Better Business Bureau is in working in conjunction with the National Cybersecurity Alliance to help out with tips on things you can do to be better prepared and to protect yourself with cybersecurity.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of topics there through Bitcoin, through your phone, and we talked earlier about emails and even texts now. There was actually a scam going around a few days ago about scams texting you saying a package is coming to your home.
For FedEx, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Here's the tracking link. Click on it and check it out. Well, if you didn't order a package, even if you did, and you click on that link, it could open up your phone to lots of compromise. So I tell people all the time, you shouldn't open attachments. You shouldn't open links, even in a text. Mm-hmm. And these texts in particular are really designed to get you to click on it. Who knows where it's going to take you? So if you had ordered a package and you thought it was actually a legitimate tracking text,
go to the FedEx site or whatever courier company you're using.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I got a text 2 weeks ago that was like, oh, there's unusual activity on your Chase card. $331 was spent at such and such computer store. Click here to change your info. And I went, oh my God, like, I was like, my credit card. I looked at my husband. I'm like, my credit card. They're buying computers with my. And I went, wait a second. I don't even have a Chase card.
Exactly.
I mean, and I came so close, and he was like, don't be a dummy, Mary. And I'm like, I know, and I just deleted it. But yeah. They get you, again, in your emotions. You're like, hey, mm-hmm. What? They're buying $331 on my credit card. You get emotional and you get reactive and you want to click on it immediately. Maintain your emotions. Think exactly. Things through before you click on anything on your computer or your phone.
It's all about urgency, too. Almost every yes. scam has some sort of element of it has to happen now. You have to pay now. You have to click here now.
Yeah.
You have to purchase right now. So again, texts like that are made to kind of grasp your emotions and make you want to click on that link.
Just thinking about it, I remember the panic I felt, you know?
Yeah. And again, if you just take that second to really read through it again
Breathe.
And say, hey, I don't even have that credit
card. I don't even have a Chase card, and they almost got me.
Yeah, and I've gotten bank texts about from a certain bank saying, hey, your account has been used or hacked, and I'm like, I don't even have that bank.
Yes.
So it is clearly a scam.
So don't automatically click through. Take a minute, take a breath, think about things. And there's lots of great tips that you can follow. You know, we all talk about how passwords drive us crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But make your password long and strong. 8 characters at least for most accounts at work here at Entercom Radio. Man, I think we have 12 characters, and you must have capitals and 2 special symbols and double authentication for everything, especially your email and all your financials. And don't use the same password for everything either, right?
Yeah. Yeah. All great tips. And I've actually been telling people, you know, it's getting to a point where you can actually use a complete sentence as a password too. So that's actually a kind of cool tip. A lot of people don't do that. However, it would really ramp up security on your accounts if you pick some silly sentence to use as your password. It would kind of be in your mind and also be long and strong, like you said. So
never click the unfamiliar links, like we said, and make your passwords long and strong, and value your personal information when you're visiting sites or doing purchasing on sites. Make sure it's a legitimate site before you enter anything.
Yes, and I'm happy you actually brought that up. Over the holidays, I was talking about how I was going to buy, I don't know, a gift somewhere, and the cashier didn't ask me how I was doing. Whenever I walked up to pay, the first question I was asked was, what is your cell phone number? What is your email address? Almost every store now asks you to enter that for your account or rewards or something. And a lot of people ask, well, why do I get all of these scam calls? Why do I get all of these emails? And I say, you really need to be aware of who you're telling this to. So are you going to, you know, some store at the mall handing over your email, handing over your phone number every time you make a purchase?
You wonder who's getting your home phone number. Who you never talk to anybody on your home phone, but it's part of my, you know, bundle plan with my company. Yeah. So it comes with my cable. So I have a home phone number, and I have kids. I worry about 911 and all that too. But my phone mostly receives phone calls from people telling me about my student loan debt, which I've never had in my life. I've never taken a student loan out in my life, right?
That's
but
right.
I still get phone calls about how I'm in trouble because of my student loan debt. And I'm like, wow. Come on. Or the robotic person telling me that I'm going to be arrested because of Social Security. You know, there's things out there that are all based on your phone number. And I never thought about it. It's because I give my home phone number out when I do all of those signups.
Exactly. And you have to trust that company that they are going to keep it and not share it. And that's not always
the case.
What
they're doing with your information.
And I'm happy you talked about those loans too. A lot of people think scams only target older people. And actually, last year, BBB found that consumers ages 18 to 25 are at the highest risk of falling for a scam. So it's not only that older generation targeted by scammers anymore. It's all of these online purchase scams, these loan scams, these
home energy scams. My niece's friend signed up to reduce her rate with one of those home energy companies. And then the next month, her regularly $200 electric bill was $1,200.
Oh,
and she's
my.
Like, what's going on? You know, who left the light on? You know, that's more than
that's
leaving
more
a
than
light
a light.
On.
Yeah.
And she realized that the company she signed up with who had given her this great rate. It was only for a month. And then they jacked it up the next month, and her electricity bill was $1,200. And she's stuck because she signed up with this company.
Yeah.
You know, there's these things out there. So when these people are calling you, and if it sounds too good to be true and you think you're going to be saving a fortune, listen, if it's too good to be true, it's probably not true.
Yeah. Yeah. I say that all the time.
Yeah. So whenever you're in doubt, just take a minute. This is the whole key you're going to learn from this spotlight today. Take a moment. Take a breath. Don't make a decision. Don't click the link. Don't sign on the dotted line. And don't give out all your information.
Exactly. And I always tell people too, if it's a cold caller, if it's a person contacting you or calling you, yeah, they may catch you in emotion, or if it's about, you know, trying to lower a power bill, that should be something that you look for and that you seek out. It's not really something that you should, you know, talk to a person about that's a cold caller, or even if it's a person asking you to pay a bill that you're not sure if you have to pay it. Well, it's only $20 or it's only $100. How about I pay it so these people don't call me anymore? You shouldn't do that.
Ever.
You should always hang up, look into it. And then if you want to sign up for some, you know, power deal or something.
And if it's on the phone, you know what? You must have my information. Mail it out to me.
Yes,
I'd be
exactly.
happy to look at the paperwork.
Yes.
Buy yourself some time just so you can have, you know, again, deep breath. Think about it. Does this make sense? Do I even have a Chase card? I don't even have student debt. There's going to be bound to be something. We watch enough Dateline, people. We can figure this out, right?
Yes, you can. And at the end of the day, it is kind of simple to see if things are a scam or not. So talking about those bank texts, if you would click on that link, it would probably take you to a page that looked a lot like that bank it
mimicking
was claiming
it.
To be. However, if you looked at the URL, so I tell people that a lot too,
good
checking
tip.
That URL. So if it is your bank, it should be yourbanksname.com. If you think you're shopping on Target.com.
Or if you're replying to the email, when you hit reply,
yes.
It's check out what the email address is, too.
See the actual domain it's going to. Or even if you click through an ad on social media, those get people in trouble a lot of times. You know, trying to order a cheap product, or it looks like it's from Target, and you click on it. It could take you to a site that's not Target.com. It could be Target2020.com.
Yeah, and just look similar.
And
enough.
That's not Target's site. So,
Luke, thank you so much. These are all great tips. I bet you we could talk for 2 hours.
Yeah, we could.
About this. There's so much going on in the world. If you think that you've been done wrong by a business in Connecticut, go to bbb.org/CT. You can file a complaint. If you're unsure about a business that you might be using, you can do a search in the scam tracker, and you can see everything that the Better Business Bureau of Connecticut has to offer the citizens of our great state. Thank you for all the work you do. Lots of good stuff going on. You guys are really staying on top of things.
All right. Thank you.
Luke Fry from the Better Business Bureau serving the state of Connecticut. Thank you so much for coming in. And thank you so much for listening this morning to Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH.